this last month, I've got to say, I've learned a hell of a lot, not about the manager and the football club, but me myself, being out of the fold and not getting a look in. There's only one thing for me to do, and that was to get my head down, work hard, and try and impress the manager. I was lucky with a few injuries that went my way. I've come into the fold and I've been impressed with my two performances the last two games, and hopefully I've stuck out in the manager's thoughts now.
And it's hard because actually you're one of the longer serving players here, because there's been such a high turnover, so to have been a fixture of this club for a few years and then suddenly to find yourself in the cold, it must be hard to deal with.
Do you know what, I think you need that sometimes, like you need that spark lit up again, and that's definitely happened for me. I wouldn't say I was comfortable, but it was just something that I needed a change. I think the club needed a change regarding a manager coming in from away from the football club, because we had Chris Todd last time, who was obviously in the fold beforehand. So I think the club needed someone different from outside with new ideas, and I think the results and that 10-game unbeaten run has proved that.
How much better prepared do you feel you are with the squad and the start you've had this season to mount that promotion assault?
Yeah, the club has changed dramatically since the summer. We brought in some very experienced players. You just need to have a look around that dressing room now, and we've got players who've played in the Championship even higher than that. And with the likes of the young ones coming through, the club's in a good place now, and with the start that we've had, it could have been better, but we're in there, and that's the main thing. And as long as we're in there around Christmas time, I think we've got the experience and the quality to hopefully kick on from there.
As we look out at the Silver Lake Stadium pitch now, it couldn't be a bigger contrast from the FA Cup game against Bolton here last season, when it was an absolute mud bath by the end of it, and actually probably ruined the pitch for the season, didn't it? How do you look back on that as we go into the FA Cup this weekend, the whole Bolton experience over the two games?
It was brilliant. I think it put a club on the map. For us players, it was brilliant to be involved in testing ourselves against higher quality players, and I think we fairly matched them. But yeah, that day, that pitch was horrendous, and the groundsman's done fantastic now, because I think since I've been here, the pitch now is probably as best as it's ever been, and it suits us. It suits our style of play, the players we've got. But I know the lads, and they're all just looking forward to getting out there on Saturday.
Of course, the pressure was not on you against Bolton. You were inferior, I guess, in terms of your league status. The other way around this time, you're three leagues higher than the North Lee. How do you deal with the favourites tag this time?
We just go out there to win every game, and to perform at the best of our ability. You've got that's what I've noticed in football, that as soon as you slip off your own standards, there's someone right behind you. And I know North Lee will be itching to get out here and show what they can do against us, but we're the same. We can't wait to get out there Saturday and prove to everyone how far we've come, and how much of a good team we've become.